Oh, Mr. G, I didn't know you were awake. It's so late. I figured you had work tomorrow. I hope I didn't keep you up. Here, I'll turn down the TV. I just got out of the shower a bit ago. I wasn't tired, so I figured I'd watch some TV since Sarah's asleep. Oh, you took tomorrow off. That's great. But maybe not much of a day off because you still can't go anywhere, right? Well, yeah, you've seemed stressed. Maybe a day off will help. But since you don't have to be up early, sit with me. You'll love this. It's really funny, if maybe a little inappropriate. By the way, I know I've said it a bunch, but thank you so much for letting me stay here with you and Sarah through the quarantine. Ever since my family moved, I miss seeing her all the time. Though I didn't expect this trip to be quite so long. No. I love being here, but it's been a month, and I know I'm done with school for now, but I do miss home, my bedroom, and my boyfriend. Yeah, he's not happy I decided to stay here for now, but you're right. Flying isn't just worth the danger, right? She got really tired though and fell asleep pretty quick. Oh, thanks for being so chill, Mr. G. I'll get us both a beer. There you go. Ice cold. You're right, we have to pace ourselves. We don't want to run out of beer. But it's just fun getting, a little tipsy here and there with your daddy. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Mr. G. It's been over a month and you've been taking such good care of me while I'm stuck here, practically treating me like I'm Sarah's sister and you're your little girl. Oh, it's okay. I don't want to weird you out or anything, but I have to admit I feel very safe and taken care of with you around. Oh, you're getting the best hug for being the best daddy. There. Now I'm gonna sit with you and cuddle with you in your big strong arms while we watch TV because I'm lonely. That's better. Now share that blanket. I know I could go get one, but it's so far and I don't want to get up again. Perfect. Yes, I think rubbing your arms is very appropriate. You worked out so hard this morning, they have to be sore. And anyway, we're all above the blanket and everything, right? See, it feels good, doesn't it? No need to object. You work so hard. I mean, it's not like I'm rubbing your thigh like this. Oh, Daddy! Oh, I didn't know you were so excited to share the blanket with me. I didn't know I turned you on so easily. Is it the massage or my loose shirt and my tits you can obviously see? Oh, you don't have to worry. I kind of like it, actually. What was that? Was that a moan from you, Daddy? If you're that excited, then I think I'm going to. Well, you're the one with the boner and cuddling with an 18-year-old in the middle of the night, and I've been drinking. How could I not grab that hard cock? Oh, it's so much bigger than I thought. Who said I was thinking about the size of your cock?
Oh, I guess I did.
Well, I have been stuck inside for over a month, and you're the only man around. And considering how sexy you are, strutting around with a shirt after working out, getting out of the shower almost naked, how could I not think about it and, you know, touch myself? Speaking of, oh, I just wanted to take my shorts off. That way I can touch us both under the blanket. What? Why would I stop? Do you not like it? I know I have a boyfriend, but I haven't gotten to see him, and I'm so horny, lonely, and I just need someone who loves me, and who better to share my love with than my new daddy, who's been taking such good care of me. No, you're not taking advantage of me. I want this as much as you obviously do, considering your stiff situation. I know you want this just as much as I do. I'm legal. You're single. Let me do this. Good. Now let me take off your shorts so we can both have some fun. Oh, Daddy, what a pretty cock. It's nice to see you went commando today, too. Now there, the blanket is covering us, and there's nothing in between my hand and your... Oh, who said you could finger me, Daddy? Oh, no, wait. I was just kidding. Please, finger me while I jerk your hard cock, cuddle you. Oh my God. Your fingers feel amazing. Yes, Daddy. Play with my tight, soft pussy. Wow, you are really, really good at that. I always heard older men knew what they were doing, but oh, you... You're amazing. Oh, keep going, Daddy. Oh, I was already so wet for you from the shower. And I had troubles trying to... Oh, Daddy, it's a little embarrassing, but... Oh, keep going. I'll tell you, just don't stop. I took a shower a bit ago, and since I don't have my own room, it's the only chance I really have to safely, you know, touch myself. But right before I went into the shower, I popped my head into your office and I checked to see how you were doing, remember? Right, well, this is embarrassing. I popped my head in to say hi, but also I had my panties in my hand and I was just touching myself, hoping maybe you would catch me. And then I ran right into the shower and I kept rubbing and rubbing, thinking of you catching me, grabbing my hand, licking my fingers. Oh, Daddy, I didn't mean now, but, well, yes. Yeah, fine, I'll taste it too.
What else did I hope would happen if you caught me? Well, punish me, of course. Yes, a spanking. I was hoping you'd put me on your knee, pull down my skimpy panties, and spank my ass till it was pink and I was very, very wet. What do you... Yes. Oh. Please, Daddy, I need more. No. No, it's not enough. Oh, you're right. I guess it could wake her up. But, you know, it's pretty quiet. Your fingers are so good. Oh, the shower story, right. So I went in the shower, and after thinking of you catching me and then spanking me, well, what if maybe you... Right, so I went into the shower after thinking of you catching me, and then I thought, what if you caught me touching myself in the shower? Would you be upset? Or maybe excited to see a cute little girl moaning and touching herself? Oh, just like that, Daddy, yes. Daddy, I'm so close. Please make me come. Silly, you're practically blushing from getting a kiss, but not from fingering a teenage girl. You don't get kissed enough, do you? But we can work on that. But right now, Daddy, I'm so close. Please, I really want to come. I tried in the shower, but the water got cold, and I got frustrated. And your fingers feel amazing. I can't imagine what else you can do to... Oh, Daddy, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Oh, your tongue. Oh, Daddy, you're so naughty. Tasting my pussy. Oh, my God. Oh, is it tasty? It's the sweetest. Oh, you're so cute. Yes, you're amazing. Oh, yes, I'm gonna come. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, I need this. Yes. Oh, I feel so good. Daddy, I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you, Daddy. Daddy. Fuck. Stop. Oh, it's too much. Oh my God. Oh, wow. I came so hard. You didn't stop. Felt like I was on fire.
Thank you, Daddy.
Wait, what was that? Was that Sarah's door? Oh my God, fuck, it was.
Sarah, I'm fine. I'll turn the TV down. Yeah, I'll come to bed soon. Just go back to bed. I'll be right there.
Okay, I think that did it, hopefully. No, we should not stop. You only got me off. I have to return the favor. Yes, fine. We can watch a little TV, but at least I can help you with my hand for now. Oh, and here. Why don't you have a grab of my tits? My nipples are so sensitive. I know my tits aren't as big as Sarah's, but they're really perky. Yeah, I really like it too. You know, I think we should do lots of dirty things together since we're going to be stuck here. And if you don't have someone fucking you and I need a daddy to take care of me, I mean, it's the least I could do for letting me stay here, feeding me, treating me like your own. Well, I guess if I'm fucking you, then you could always call me. Oh, fucking you? Did you not realize I'm going to fuck you as soon as the coast is clear? I'm no virgin, Daddy. My boyfriend and I have, well, I mean, it's fun and all, but not amazing because I can't come while fucking. But when I picture it with you, I come so fast. Oh, I have so many dirty thoughts in my head. Okay, I think I heard her go back to her bedroom. By the way, did you like the dirty talk? A big fan. Okay. Oh, this is gonna work out so well. We'll just be quiet here and wait for her to fall asleep. Maybe I'll just mention a few other dirty ideas while we wait to make sure she's asleep. Oh, I can have that many dirty ideas. Like, oh, I think it would be pretty great if when you're stressed at work and making all those phone calls and sitting on mute, waiting for your conference calls to end, if you told me to sit under your desk. Yes, tell me. No, I'm into being bossed around, didn't you know? Anyway, you know how your desk faces away from the door? You would make me fit under there for, I don't know how long, and sit at your feet with my head in your lap and slowly sucking your cock, relieving all the stress of work. Wouldn't that be fun? Having a dirty, young, subby little girl suck your cock while all those other idiots blabber on about work. I think you'd like it a lot. Hold on. Okay, Sarah's back in her room for sure, and she falls asleep really quickly. Yeah, we had some beers, but we don't drink that often. I know we're a bit young for it, but you've always let us have a little. Speaking of, where is my beer? You're gonna chug it. You know, I can chug even better. Aw, you're so cute. I'm just gonna. You're tasty, naughty, huge, daddy dick. Oh, you're so cute when you twitch.
which has been a while since you got to see a sexy half-naked teenager to suck on your cock. I agree, it's been too long, but we're gonna fix that, aren't we? It's been a bit since I've done that. So now that you have me laying in your lap, sucking your hard cock after giving me one of the best orgasms ever, what do you want to do with me? You don't know. I think you do know, but you're scared to tell me. Well, obviously, I want you to fuck me, but how and how hard? I thought you said you liked dirty talk. Plow your slutty baby girl senseless. Oh, you naughty, filthy daddy. I think we can arrange that. Do you want me to keep doing this, or do you want to fuck me like that now? Agreed. No rush, but I could always try this. I still need a little more practice. Am I doing okay? So how long have you wanted to fuck me senseless? Oh, well, of course you'd say, since the day I turned 18. Filthy perv. Okay, I can't take it anymore. She's asleep. Take my top off. Are you ready? I'm gonna make your naughty, filthy fantasies come true. And I certainly don't need a blanket for this. Daddy, I'm ready for you to shove that hard, huge cock in my pussy. I've needed it for so long, and you're the only one who can satisfy me. Oh, Daddy, you're rough and so big. Oh, you're stretching me, Daddy. Yeah, you're so rough. Yes, I know. I like it. I love it. Fuck me harder, Daddy. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, your cock is amazing. It's filling me so much. Oh, yes, Daddy. Maybe I'll stay here forever. And I'll have to be your new baby girl. And I'll sneak into your bed and play with your thick cock every night and wake you up in my mouth every morning. Oh my God, you're gonna make me come again. Yes. Yes, don't stop. Don't stop. Shove your big hard cock into my pussy, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, you made me come again. Oh, no, don't stop. I need you to come too, Daddy. I need you to come with me, please. No, you you're not going to pull out of me. You're already fucking me raw. And of course I'm on birth control. You can come in my mouth all over me next time. But right now, you're going to come in me. In fact, there. Oh, I'm going to ride you. Keep your daddy dick in me until it explodes. Oh, now kiss me. Daddy, I need you to fill me up with your cum. Please, I need it so much. I need that hot load in my pussy, Daddy. Please. Oh, you're keeping your little girl waiting for your cum, Daddy. You need to push me down harder. Oh my God, Daddy. Oh, you're pounding my pussy so hard. Keep holding me tight, fucking me like that. Oh, give it to me. Give me that low, Daddy. I need that cum in my tight pussy now. Fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's so hot in my tight pussy. Wow. Oh, Daddy. Oh, you filled me up so much. Oh, thank you. I think I'll sleep with it in me, your filthy, naughty new baby girl. It's just so nice to cuddle with your hot cum in me. I'll throw the blanket in the wash after this, don't worry. What? No, it was a great idea. It's not like you didn't love it. Oh, a relationship? No, I'm moving back eventually. But since we're stuck together, we might as well enjoy this. I would love to sleep in your room, but I mean, what are we going to tell Sarah? I don't know if she knew I had a thing for you. I mean, she's mentioned how hot you... Oh, sorry. Nothing. We've just talked about it a bit, but maybe we should just stick to fun... dirty, sneaky, naughty sex until we get caught or figure out a better plan. Okay. I'm gonna lay on your chest here until I'm ready to fall asleep. Now let's cuddle and finally finish this episode. It's my favorite.